Good morning, Gary.
Hello, how are you doing?
Really good. I was just telling Gina that I live 20 minutes north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and the house that was used as Ricky Bobby's house is two doors up from me.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, the two things that I will credit you for, and you're a blue-collar, hardworking actor, always got a job. The two movies that really speak for me is the Talladega Nights and then your work in the Brady Bunch films. Absolutely off the charts great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, they're a couple of my favorites, too.
Well, I mean, when you are given the iconic role of Mr. Brady, what angle did you choose to go with on that?
First of all, I shuddered in fear. and I think when I first saw myself with the bad clothes and the bad hair, I didn't want to come out of the trailer. That was my first instinct. But I think the best idea that they had and why the movie worked was because they decided to leave them in the 70s and they moved everybody else ahead. So it was kind of like those old 60s fish out of water TV series like the Munsters and stuff. So everybody thought the Bradys were like these kind of hideous monsters, you know. And I think that's why, you know, we were able to make it work. Because if they just redid the Brady Bunch as it was, I don't think it would have worked as well as it did.
I couldn't agree more. In fact, I'll go ahead and say that I thought those two movies were brilliant because of just what you said. They were stuck in the 70s. Everybody else was in 2000. And it was a parody of it. And I thought, I really did think it was brilliant.
My favorite line is...
Betty Thomas directed the first one, and... you know, and they did everything. It was painstaking the way they tried to recreate that. We actually shot on the same stage at Paramount that the show was on. So there was the ghosts of everyone flying around, you know, trying to keep us in line.
The writing was so strong. The line I still remember is when they're talking about hip-hop, and the Brady kids have no idea what they're talking about. She goes, hip-hop? Yes. That sounds like something a bunny does.
Oh, yeah. They were ultra annoying, the whole family. You know, that we made sure we were highly annoying to everybody around us.
I will quickly tell this story in that I was in A Very Brady Christmas, which was the actual Brady Bunch doing a Christmas movie, a made-for-TV Christmas movie. So I'm on the set. I'm in my trailer, and I'm just kind of waiting around, which is what acting is. You hurry up to wait. And I see a gigantic soundstage, and the door is open. So I walked through just to look around, and it was the living room and stairs of the Brady Bunch house. I can't tell you how weird it was, because I grew up watching the Brady Bunch. How weird.
Sure.
I was standing in their living room.
Right. No, it was surreal to me, too, because they redid everything. And that's the thing I remember is that stairway, you know, that just kind of like, you know, I don't know, it was just a bunch of cubes and all the hideous kind of like the lamps and all that stuff. Who did you play in the... If I may ask,
we were just onlookers. We were just in the crowd right behind the Brady Bunch. We were there because my former partner and I, which was the Mark and Brian radio show, Carol Brady. I'm blanking on the name.
Florence Henderson.
Florence Henderson.
She was a big fan, and she asked us to come do that. So we were just,
right.
We were concerned onlookers. So enough of that. We need to talk about your movie. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Gary Cole. He's got a brand new film called The Bronze. It is out tomorrow. Gary, tell us what this film's about.
The Bronze was written by Melissa Rauch, who also stars in the film. She wrote it with her husband, whose name is Winston. And Melissa's from The Big Bang Theory. She stars in that. And she plays a former gymnast whose, you know, high water mark in her life was winning the bronze medal in 2004. And basically she's stuck in that moment forever and, you know, annoying everybody else around her. I play her father. Tom Milovich from Silicon Valley plays her kind of love interest. And it's just kind of the story of her trying to deal with this being, you know, having your career peak at 16 and dealing with the aftermath of that, living in Amherst, Ohio.
I can't wait to see this.
Wow. Well, the movie is out tomorrow, and Gary, I want to say to you, and I hope you take this correctly, I am a gigantic fan of film, and I believe that, and I've always believed this, that you are underrated. You don't have a Tom Cruise kind of career. You are what I call a blue-collar actor. You step in, and you do what's required, but I find you to be underrated because you make every film that you're in a better film because you're in it.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'm just as I look at my clock, of my personal calendar, I'm just grateful to still kind of be in the game. And I've been able to work on good things with good folks, and that's at this point all you can hope for.
Gary, because I'm a fan, I would like to invite you. I'm in L.A. about 1 week every month. I would love for you just to come in and sit down. I'd love to meet you, shake your hand, and have you just join the show and hang out a little bit.
Sure, it'd be great.
So I talked to some actors, and Nicolas Cage was one of them, and I said, are you a fan of film, or is it because you're an actor you don't care to go see the movies? And he said, yeah, since I'm behind the scenes and I know how movies work, I don't go. Are you a fan? Do you go to movie theaters, or do you watch film?
No, I still like to go to the theater, too, as opposed to, because we get, and I'm in the Academy, so I get screeners all the time. And if I can't get to something, I'll watch that. But I still like the experience of going to a theater and seeing a film with an audience. Because I still, that's a great format to me. I have and always will be a fan, I think.
Okay. Well, then let me share with you what Mikey and I saw it first, and based on my review of it, Mikey went and agreed with me. This movie that is currently in theaters, 10 Cloverfield Lane, is a masterpiece. Don't miss it.
I got to go see it because Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who stars in the movie I just worked with last year, so I'm happy for that.
Her career, she is no longer going to be the starving actress. This film is so great that this film is going to do for her what Aliens did for Sigourney Weaver.
Wow. Oh, that's good news for her.
Mark,
and John,
go ahead.
John Goodman is breathtaking in this movie.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've seen the trailer. I did not see did you see the first movie? Obviously, you probably did, yeah.
Of course, but don't go in thinking this is a sequel. If anything, it is a distant cousin.
And you don't need to see the first one to see the second one. Totally
different
movies. Okay, yeah. No, I'm curious about it. And when I saw that she was in it, obviously, I got to check it out.
Well, you're going to love it.
Mark, I got to ask Mr. Cole one thing real quick. I know we have to go, but we would all be remiss if we didn't get the answer to something that I'm sure you've been asked 1,000 times. Because Lumberg was such an iconic role and something that so many Gen Xers and millennials and everybody loves to this day, are you just sick of hearing how great that role was and having lines quoted back at you every second of the day?
No, the answer is no. I'm not sick of people telling me how great a role it was.
Okay.
No, all I can say is it's kept me on radar a long time, and I know that you can do a whole career and not wind up in something that lasts as long as this movie has seemed to. It's almost going on 20 years.
Yep.
So
We're talking about Office Space. Yeah.
I'm grateful for it.
Oh, cool.
Well, we have been speaking with Gary Cole. He has a brand new film that sounds great. It's out tomorrow. It is called The Bronze. Good luck with the film. And Gary, I'm going to have my producer reach out to your people. I would love you to come in and just sit down and enjoy some radio with us.
Love to. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Gary, the best to you, my friend. Let us roll us. Do you know that I played the backstabbers? See you, Gary. I played backstabbers through that entire thing for no reason whatsoever. I'm an idiot and I'm on the air. Love me for it.